hour number one of day number two of our Spotlight on LaGrange.
Well said.
But someone who has been outside most recently and probably spends a lot more time outside because she works for the Lorain County Metro Parks, Vanessa Klesta. Good morning.
Good morning, and it was spitting a little bit when I came in.
All right. Not that we could ask. And she said, ask us anything. So my question would be, so does this straight line winds affect things in any of the metro parks that you might be aware of?
You know, I think we fared out pretty well at the parks. We had a few tree branches down, but nothing major, thank the Lord for that. So the end of my street didn't fare out very well, but.
Right, well, but sometimes nature, it is what happens in there. You go through those. There are trees that have fallen. There are other things that are happening. And a lot of it's either, if it's not intruding on any path or something, I suppose it probably just sort of stays the way it ends up.
Then it's nature.
So the Halloween fair has come and gone.
The Halloween fair has come and gone.
Is it all down now?
For the most part, now we are starting to set up for holiday lights. This is kind of the unique part of the trail because we have pumpkins and snowmen on the trail at the same time.
I believe we can all get along and coexist.
Sure.
Right.
There you
Why
go.
Not?
Perfect. Yes, yes. So holiday lights starts November 24th and runs through December 30th with special hours on Christmas Eve from 5 to 8, and then we're closed Christmas Day, and then after Christmas, both trails are walking trails only.
Can people still walk that trail during lunchtime now? Is it still open?
It is. Yep, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. What can people expect this year with the Christmas display?
Well, we try to, because we have three parks that have lights. We have Lakeview and Miller also have lights. So we try to move the displays around so that they're not in the same park year after year. And we do have, you know, because the Holiday Lights Trail is lit up by local businesses. So we do have a few new people coming on board this year. So that will bring a change of pace to that, too.
So a couple new displays, a new
yes.
look, a few
yes.
surprises
yes.
along the way.
Yes. See, like the surprise I had for Halloween, remember, no Pumpkin Lagoon, we had Pumpkin Hill.
That's right. So something new this year. And is it, again, movie
and
music
songs.
Themes?
Correct. Yes, yeah. yes. And then Miller is doing classic holidays. So their display will be classic holidays and how to decorate with your red and green and gold.
Will that be exclusively outside or inside, too?
They have lights outside, and then the display itself, where they have the wreaths and stuff, are all inside the conservatory. There is a $2 admission fee to get in the conservatory, and it is open daily 10 to 5.
You mentioned some new things at Carlisle and businesses getting in on that for next year. If a business wants to take part, what do they have to do?
Yeah, all they have to do actually is just call the park and talk to Mary. We have two open spots if anybody is interested now for businesses, and then you just need to come in. We have a list of movies and songs that are still available, and then just decorate your spot. So, like I said, two businesses are available to come in.
And there's power out there, right?
Oh, yes. Thank you to LMRE.
And we thank them for supporting our program here yesterday.
They do a lot
possible.
For the community. Yes, they do.
Also, you've got a Paws and Claws Pet Parade. What's that about?
Well, last year was the first time that we had that, and we did it in the evening on a Sunday where you could bring your dogs and walk the holiday trail. This year we're going to move it to the daytime, and it's going to be on the Children's Discovery Trail, but it's still going to be the same concept. You're going to bring your dog. You're welcome to decorate him, dress him up.
just tell the truth.
That's what they think.
Yeah, that's what
they do.
They're
decorating me again.
Santa will be there available for pictures if you want a picture with your dog and Santa. And Mrs. Claus was there last year. And then there'll be vendors' tables set up along the way also.
Now, in the current Arrowhead, there's a rather handsome dog, here. With a little naughty sign there, isn't it? Look at that.
I know. He is handsome.
That's cute.
That's Henry.
Yeah. So
what's he decorated up?
Have a picture. You have an opportunity, and what I did is I just grabbed a picture frame, in case the audience didn't figure out that's my dog, Henry.
Okay.
I grabbed a picture frame so that it looks like he's in the frame, and then I held a little naughty sign.
Okay. A lot of fun.
He doesn't look too happy. I was just saying
He looks naughty.
Okay.
Like he
guilty. He looks guilty.
Right,
I didn't do it.
Just got into some business here.
Right, right. It's not me. I didn't do it.
Maybe he would rather go eat the pancakes at the pancake breakfast.
He might, which is December 9th. So at Carlisle.
Put on by Friends?
Put on by the Friends in the Metro Parks. It's $10 a person, two and under are free, and all kids will get a gift from Santa. And you can't go wrong with all-you-can-eat pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Now, I see also you've got Annie. This is being performed at the French Creek Nature and Arts Center.
Annie will be our holiday production this year at French Creek Theater. This is, you know, that's such a great story. It's fun. It's good music. It's a feel-good show, and it's a production I don't think anyone should miss. December 2nd, sorry, right. I had a little. It starts okay. on December
2nd. I'm just trying to figure out. I thought it was a Hard Knock Life, and she's telling me this is lots of fun, cleaning and, you know.
Gosh, you're good. You didn't even know the song and everything. I'm okay. Totally impressed.
All right, well.
Are you going to start singing?
Tomorrow.
Oh, man. I can't get him to play the banjo on the air, yeah. But he'll sing
wow.
anytime.
Yeah, you know, it's Annie.
So you're going to get tickets, right?
Probably. Now, why don't you get your dog to be in that, right?
Wouldn't that be cool? Right? I wish I could.
It's Sandy, but there you go. So that's the performance.
Seen that movie a couple times, have you?
Good.
Well,
I had a slight crush on Andrea McArdle, but that's a whole other different thing for different day. Oh, I don't know. We can't get into that.
You know, I'm going to go one more step further, though. Speaking of the theater, our friends and of the Lorain County Metro Parks, they do a murder mystery every year in May. And if there is an actor in you waiting to come alive on the stage, we have a cold reading on January 16th at 7 p.m. at Carlisle. So calling all actors and actresses. I do not know what the play is yet. But yeah, come on out and see if you got what it takes to be on the stage.
Okay. Any singing in that production? Any idea?
There is no singing.
You know, because Bruce has a theater background.
I noticed that.
Community theater.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's a murder mystery.
On.
Only the guilty start singing or the ones. So I also see that there's a lot of birding going on here, different organizations, bird counts and things like that that take place. So there's a lot of people that are heading to the metro parks for other reasons than holiday things that are taking place, too.
Correct. Well, there's always birding going on in the parks, but some of the birds leave for the winter and come back in the spring. So the May is a big time for the bird counting when they all come back. But they were flocking the other day. I could hear them moving along.
They're attacking my neighborhood now in the swarms.
Are they?
They're
really? Yeah, yeah. They're flocking, yes.
They land down, they eat something, they all get up and leave. And
yeah, it's definitely.
It's just a fun, interesting thing to watch. Of course, they were nowhere to be seen the other day. When the weather came through, they all disappeared.
Where do they go?
I don't know. I'm sure there's probably a program for the Metro Parks at some point.
You know, animals have that sense, though. They know. It's amazing.
So watch the animals, and we'll know what the weather's going to be like. But the people can pick up an arrowhead, or they can visit the website or Facebook page.
Metroparks.cc. You always pick up an arrowhead at any park, any library, and visit us on Facebook because we keep our site up to date. So get out and enjoy a park today.
Absolutely. Vanessa Klesta joining us this morning from the Lorain County Metro Park.
Thank you, gentlemen.